Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, before we start the show, I gotta tell you once again about the best sports supplements that will make you look and feel amazing. Legion Athletics is committed to helping you become a better version of yourself. Whether you wanna lose weight, gain muscle, or just get in better shape, they will help you. One of my favorite things about them is that they use all clinically effective dosages of ingredients with no artificial food dyes, fillers, or any other crap that you don't need in your body. Now, you may be wondering, I don't know which products to get. Just go to their website, legionathletics.com, and take a short quiz, which will help you decide which supplements will work best for you. Oh, yeah. And best of all, it's free shipping with a full money-back guarantee, as well as an extra 10% off your order when you enter the coupon code WWERECAP. So again, if you want to feel like a phenomenal one, see what I did there? Then all you got to do is go to legionathletics.com and use the coupon code WWERECAP. Hey guys, we got a new supporter on Patreon, so thank you very much to Canon Lamp. You are pretty cool. And if you also want to be a donator on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
One, two, is this on?
I am here for a decision. And if you don't shut up, I'm going to make you look like Ellsworth. Charlotte, you need to be quiet or you're going to start looking like Ellsworth.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
I am here to talk about Raw and how mediocre it was. It was a weird show.
It was.
It was all over the place.
Yeah.
It had shit that you're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
You had stuff that you were like, yeah, all right, we saw that 20 times. I mean, it just was like, what are we doing here when we're not, like, forwarding storylines at all?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Lesnar fought Strowman? What? I predicted every moment of that show.
Yeah.
Was Strowman going to be in the ambulance? No, he'll open the door and he'll come from the side.
Of course.
Is Cass going to still beat up Enzo at the end? Of course he's going to beat up Enzo at the end.
Right.
There were so many things that were so dumb.
Yeah.
Bayley drew number one. Of course you drew number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, why was she excited about drawing
because
number one?
Because good guys love the challenge.
It made no sense.
She kind of looked at it like she didn't look at it like, yes. She looked at it like,
Yeah, throughout the whole show, we just see each Raw women's superstar, you know, take a ball out of the thing while Kurt Angle awkwardly, like, you know, rolls the thing.
I'm guessing, like, he was doing it the whole time, right?
Yeah.
Like, the whole show, he's cranking it as the girls walk in. Oh, thank you. Finally, another one came.
And he was on, like, autopilot or something, or he was high on Ambien, because he was, like, half asleep for the Bayley one. It was just like, what the hell's going on?
Look for it. Andrew posted it on Instagram.
I posted on Twitter. Yeah, it's, oh my gosh. It was
so
ridiculous.
Great. Yeah. And then SmackDown really wasn't much better.
Corbin Zane, part 20.
I mean,
million.
Like 30. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And Shane comes out to tell us what?
I don't know.
Daniel Bryan comes out to remind us how horrible he is as a general manager.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Or commissioner. What is he?
He's the GM.
And Shane's the
commissioner.
Okay. Right.
What's the difference? There is none.
No, there is none. They've always been the same, one and the same.
Yeah.
But like Brian, like they're cheering, like, where has he been?
Right.
Where has he been?
Yeah.
And he's so excited and, yeah, you could cheat in Money in the Bank, sure, but not this time.
Not this time.
Great.
No. There's no
so
logic.
All
there.
Over the place.
When was the last time Shane and Daniel Bryan were on SmackDown at the same, like, the same show?
Right.
You know?
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
They couldn't have been appeared at the same moment, I guess. They had to come out separately.
Yeah. Just because, well, they shouldn't. They always look like they're just like, they look like they're a couple, or like it's like it's just awkward when they're together. They have no chemistry.
And then, of course, how do we prove to the WWE universe that the woman's Money in the Bank can be really good?
Mm-hmm.
By having a shitty SmackDown version of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they're not doing the moments. Why can't a girl go through a ladder or through a table?
Yeah.
They can.
They did do some stuff where I felt like, what, were they saving it for this match?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like they were saving it for the second one. Like, hey, let's not go too all out for the first one. Let's save it
because they
the
know
one.
They're going to have a second one. And again, predictions. Like, I would have bet my house Carmella was going to win it again.
Yeah.
And now what?
What's the point?
Because Ellsworth kind of cheated.
What's the point if she's just going to win again?
Yeah.
And I mean, the first time you got so much heat for it. Now, like, all that heat's gone because she basically won fair and square. Yeah, she cheated again when there's no rules, so you could use a chair.
Right.
So.
And really the bigger story, who did James Ellsworth pay off to get back in the building? Which one of those seven security guards that carried him out was like, hey, bro, you see my money pants?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you those money pants.
After the show.
I don't have any money, but I'll give you those money pants if you let me. Yeah.
Right.
So,
oh, wait, they won't fit you.
They won't fit anybody.
Because I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyways, let's get started at the beginning, I guess. We already skipped at the end, but...
Yeah.
So, Roman Reigns starts Monday Night Raw.
Boo!
The Staples Center sure does hate Mr. Roman Reigns. All of a sudden, as soon as he came out, I was like, oh, I'm kind of excited to see LeVar Ball. Like,
well, you know, we don't like Roman Reigns.
No. But thankfully, it gets better from here. Roman gets in the ring. He immediately accepts Braun Strowman's ambulance match challenge for Great Balls of Fire because he's never been in an ambulance match before, even though he's been in an ambulance multiple times as of late.
Yes.
So an ambulance pulls up to the arena. Roman walks up to it.
But he says, but wait, before you even get to that, he says, hold on, you're going to like this.
Yeah.
In the middle of his speech.
Right.
And then he doesn't say anything.
Well, he goes, he's like, Braun Strowman beat me up last week. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, he's a heel.
Told you you'd like.
He's a heel. I mean, are we still pretending he's a face? I mean, he's a heel.
Yeah. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I'm so confused. I'm more confused than ever. They're just.
Just once, just go, you know, unlike you people, I'm a badass. That's it. It's officially turned. Yeah. Let's all move forward.
I don't know. It doesn't. They're just. They just want it both ways. Fine. He'll be a bad guy for the adults and a good guy for the kids.
No.
Although at this point, I don't even know how he's a good guy for the kids.
But how do I say this? Huh?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
The kids don't give a shit.
No.
Turn them heel. They'll love it.
Right. That's the thing they don't realize. The kids will cheer anyone who's the champion.
Yeah.
And like, you don't have to make Roman Reigns the champion for the kids to be, you know, like, want his stuff.
Yeah.
They bought Ryback's shirt. They bought Ryback's shit for a while.
People will still buy merch. And if they don't buy his, they'll buy someone else's.
Yeah.
It's not like you only buy one per. Oh, he's a bad guy? No more merch, Dad.
Yeah.
And speaking of merch, I don't know if you were saving this for news or rumors.
Yeah.
But who sells the most merch in WWE by far?
Mm-hmm.
The Certified G. Enzo sells the most merch. Yes. This came out on like one of the pages. Now, again, that's why I didn't confirm it with Triple H myself personally or their marketing department.
Right.
But yeah, like I think they said it was like officially, they sell the most merch. Because if you see, when you look around the ring and they come out, everybody's got a Certified G shirt on, or the kids have the stupid hair or something.
Well, at least.
And they have a new shirt like every 2 months.
At least with them being broken up, you can still sell Certified G because it's Enzo. Enzo's a Certified G. He has the crazy hair, so you can still sell all that shit. That's why you can't bring up the New Day, because if you break them up, you can't sell New Day shirts anymore.
No, not really. Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, New Day's got to be up there, too. You know, I would have guessed New Day is number one in merch. They've got to be up there.
They need to turn on Woods.
Yeah.
You'll have an evil New Day with Big E and Xavier with Woods as the good guy. That'd be pretty cool.
They're not ready for it yet, though.
No.
They're not ready for it yet.
No.
But again, like we said before, AJ Styles is like the wrestler that's most over with everyone.
Everyone.
The women love him. The men love him. The children love him.
Mm-hmm.
He should be the star of your company.
Right.
Especially because he's up there in age now.
How long was he on SmackDown for?
This week? Oh, 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Yeah. Ty Dillinger is still missing in action. He's still missing in action, even though he's does the dark match every week. But you know, the dark match where it's the most popular wrestlers to make the crowd happy.
Yeah.
He's in there.
Right.
But he's not on the show.
No.
Okay. So anyways, the ambulance shows up. Roman Reigns goes up to it, stares at it for like 5 minutes, I think. And he could see through the ambulance doors.
Yeah, no one's in there.
And then he opens it up like he's scared. Yeah. Right? Because why did you not open the door?
Right.
Why did it take him so long to open the doors? He's scared.
Because he knows he's going to get a size 17 boot in his face.
Yeah. So he opens the doors. Strowman's not there. He comes from the side. They fight on the stage, but then Strowman throws Reigns off the stage and onto the ambulance. That was a good spot.
Yep.
And then he puts Roman in the ambulance, and it drives away, and we never see Roman again.
Again. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
What a happy ending.
Hashtag wishful thinking.
Yeah.
But we didn't see him for the rest of the night, so that's a
plus.
Positive. Yeah.
That's a plus. Right. He didn't fight, I don't know, Seth Rollins for the main event.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen that a million times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So next up we have Elias Sampson.
Yeah.
Cesaro.
Yeah.
And Sheamus.
Yep.
What do they have in common?
No one likes any of them anymore.
Oh, okay. I guess so, yeah. Versus Finn Balor and the Hardy Boys, which I guess you're right. Everyone likes them. Yeah. I don't know why these two feuds are combining. I don't understand. But what was even weirder was Samson, Cesaro, and Sheamus were all sitting on stools and we're going to do a performance together.
Yeah.
And what was like Cesaro and Sheamus even had like the headsets.
They had the headset.
And then they didn't do anything.
I guess you have to go all out. Give them the headsets.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe they're going to sing if they never had the headsets.
But to not even do it, like, I mean, okay, whatever. The Hardy Boys interrupt them.
Yeah.
And then we have Josh Duhamel from the Transformer movies on commentary.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
I love this guy, by the way.
You do?
I really do. I'm a huge fan of his.
But he's
I watched
only...
him on Las Vegas.
See, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. He's the tall guy.
I don't
the
watch
tall,
the Transformers.
What did they show him?
I haven't seen the Transformers movies.
It was pouring in Houston.
Yeah.
So during this match, it kept going in and out. So I actually never saw if they showed him. They had to have showed him.
They showed him. Yeah, they showed him a couple
You didn't
times.
Recognize him?
No, I don't watch. I haven't seen the Transformers movies. Was he in the first one?
He's been in all of them.
I only saw the first one. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he was the main military guy.
Okay.
You know, on the first one.
Yeah.
He was also on a show called Las Vegas, which I loved.
That was only like half a season, that show, right?
No, it was like 4 seasons.
Oh, there were?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But was James Caan in all of them?
No.
He lasted like the first season, right?
No, the first two, I think.
Yeah.
And then Tom Selleck came in or something like that.
Yeah.
Or the first three. Anyway. Yeah, but he had talked about directing. Like he was going to direct.
Yeah, it was the whole... They acted as if a match wasn't going on.
Right.
It was so bad.
Like a 30, 40-minute match wasn't going on.
Right.
So, first of all, my point is I like Josh, yet this is not the right place for him.
Of course not. No.
This wasn't the right... Like, does Transformers really need the WWE audience to, like, sell tickets?
It didn't do so well. It was still number one, but it didn't do well in terms of the Transformers movie.
So I think the reason they put this match together was so that Cole can go, it's the first time ever you had Finn Balor versus the Hardys, and the first time ever you had this, Samson with Sheamus and Cesaro for the first time ever.
Right.
Yeah, we get it, Cole.
Yeah.
Like, you should have that all the time.
Right.
It shouldn't be something like, wait a minute. Has this never happened before?
Wait, have these three guys never fought these three guys before?
Oh my God. Sound the alarms. We did it.
And who likes 3-on-3 matches? The answer is nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody likes this crap. This is also the reason why no one likes Survivor Series anymore. Because every week we have 3-on-3 matches, 4-on-4 matches, sometimes 5-on-5, sometimes 6-on-6, sometimes 10-on-10 matches. Monday Night Raw. That's why Survivor Series isn't special anymore.
Well, 10-on-10 one-pin matches.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Survivor Series is not special anymore.
Oh, it used to be so good.
You know, if you have Royal Rumbles every week, then the Royal Rumble's not going to be special anymore.
When I was a kid, Survivor Series was by far my favorite pay-per-view, my favorite match.
Yeah.
Like Hogan and his team of Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah.
Versus Macho and his team.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And now it's like, well, we kind of see that every week. We see a bunch of people that don't ever fight together. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you see it every week. So they basically do it all the time.
Yep.
But no, you like Josh Duhamel. I like Seth Rogen. He doesn't belong on a WWE commentary table talking about his next movie. This isn't baseball. Like, correct. You know what I mean? Like, it's like they're trying to be like baseball or something.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, baseball's boring, so we have to interview this guy for
they're just cross-branding.
Yeah.
They don't get paid if a commercial's played on USA. USA gets paid.
Yeah.
But they get paid by whoever the hell, Universal, whoever, like when Josh comes on the screen, so.
Right. Yeah. So. But yeah, Balor pins Cesaro for the win after hitting the coup de grace. Moving
coup
on.
Coup de grace.
Next up, we have Goldust versus R-Truth. And, you know, we talked about this, and I asked you,
yes,
would he come out with the wig? And you and Eric both said he would. And I said, I didn't know. He comes out, he's wearing the original costume, minus the wig.
Yeah, why?
Like, what?
I thought the whole point to all of this, seriously, was to go back to the old school Goldust.
Yeah.
To where he's doing every weird ass thing that he used to do.
But he's not.
He's current Goldust, just doing weird shit.
Yeah, he's wearing the old stuff, and I guess he let his hair grow out so he could have the bleached blonde hair again a little bit.
Yeah.
But he comes out with like a personal cameraman that's also in gold, and then he just attacks R-Truth before the match while the cameraman films. This was incredibly underwhelming.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Just awful.
Yep.
Bring the wig out, you know, be the weird, you know, sexual gold dust that you were before.
Be sexual chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. So backstage, Charlie.
But the whole point is like nothing went on.
No.
Like, oh, we're just going to milk this even more than we did before.
What? And you know, I just don't understand the point of it because it's not going to be a match of Great Balls of Fire. And if it is, it'll be a pre-show match. So like, this is a lot of build for a potential pre-show match.
How many Great Ball matches do we have right now? We have the title?
We have all the titles set.
Oh, is Ambrose fighting again for the Intercontinental title?
right, yeah.
And then
probably
Reigns.
Enzo and Cass. Yeah, Reigns and Strowman. Maybe Enzo versus Cass.
Enzo versus Cass. We're just going to break up like that tag team and throw it on a Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view?
I mean, what else do you do, though?
There's a women's match, obviously.
Yeah. What else do you do with that? Yeah, I mean, Enzo can't. He has to at least fight him, right? He'll still just be the biggest bitch ever.
Yeah, maybe they both like.
With Big Show.
Cass goes and finds a little guy, and Enzo goes and finds a big guy.
Big Show as guest referee.
Yeah.
But no, the rumor for SummerSlam is that it's going to be Cass and Big Show. I think we said that last week or the week before, something like that.
Cass versus Big Show.
Yeah,
it'll be a nice win for Cass.
Yeah.
Put the house on it.
Of course. So backstage, Charlie Caruso interviews Paul Heyman, who says Brock Lesnar is on his way. Samoa Joe then comes from behind and puts Heyman kind of like in a headlock.
Like a tease lock.
Yeah. Like kind of like, you know, I might rape you or I might beat you up or something.
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah. But he tells him that the Coquina Clutch is for Lesnar tonight, not for him.
Mm.
So then next we have Miz TV with special guest LeVar, LaMelo, and Lonzo Ball. Now,
was this did we know about this?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
For like, it was a rumor for a few days, then they confirmed it, and it was like, oh, this is really happening? Really?
This is happening.
But what was interesting was LeVar and LaMelo came out first.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe Lonzo said, fuck this, I'm not
doing it. By the way, I didn't know. I heard the name LaMelo.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he had a brother going to UCLA this year.
Yeah, no, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he good? I don't know.
No, apparently he's really good. Yeah.
Asshole has two good sons.
Yeah. So they come out first, and I was like, oh, maybe Lonzo's not doing it. Maybe he's like, this is stupid. It's going to hurt my image, right?
Yeah.
But then...
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but then LeVar comes out and he goes, I brought one more! And it's LeVar Ball. Or I'm sorry, Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball.
Wearing sandals with socks. So Miz assumes LeVar Ball wants him to join the Big Baller brand, but LeVar tells him that he's not on their level. Miz then calls himself the Michael Jordan of WWE, and he and LeVar both take off their shirts.
Oh, boy.
Dean Ambrose's music hits. He walks out. But LeVar's youngest son, LaMelo, is still focused on his dad fighting The Miz.
Like, what is happening?
Oh, yes. So LaMelo, he's like 15, I think, or?
No. What? I thought he already committed to UCLA. I thought that's what The Miz said.
Is that what he said?
Like he's 18. He's going to play.
I thought they said he was 15. Maybe committed early?
I don't know. Fuck. I guess I wasn't paying that much attention, unfortunately. Yeah.
So anyways, 15-year-old LaMelo drops the N-word twice. And then, like, after that, Corey Graves starts laughing. Like, after he says that, there's, like, a pause because Cole was talking. Cole is, like, in the middle of a sentence, and then he goes, beat that ass! And then Cole stops. There's, like, a 10-second gap. And then, Corey Graves says something about Amber's coming up, but he's laughing through it because he can't believe what just happened, you know?
Yeah.
So Dean comes out. He starts to talk, but he keeps getting interrupted by LeVar.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
Yeah, shut the hell up. What the hell is wrong with you?
They didn't coach him properly.
No. So Ambrose just says, well, I'm representing the Big Baller Brand, not you. And then the segment just ends there.
Yeah.
Very awkward.
Credits.
Because they didn't want that live mics to be on anymore in case they say the N-word.
Yeah. But
when they first came out, I was like,
it was supposed to be a thing? Like Ambrose runs in and does some stuff?
Oh, for sure.
There was.
Yeah.
And they're just like, kill it, cut it.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I mean, when LeVar Ball was first coming out, I was like, let me see. The guy's been cursing on ESPN, mm-hmm. cursing at the NBA draft.
Yep.
I'm like, so I was expecting an F-bomb. You know what I mean? No, they went worse. They went N-bomb.
N-bomb.
They even went worse than the F-bomb.
Yes. Went a little N-bomb.
Yeah. WWE later released a statement saying the inappropriate language used by a guest during the Miz TV segment was not scripted nor reflects WWE's values. And apparently, like, Vince was really pissed off backstage. You have no one to blame but yourself.
Yeah, you put people on that have been doing this all over the country.
Yeah. Have you not seen what LeVar Ball has been doing for the past few months?
Right.
Dropping F-bombs on TV for the past few... My fucking son is going to go with the Lakers, motherfucker! I mean, that's what he does. That's who he is. You're going to give him a live microphone and not expect some... LeVar Ball actually didn't curse. It was his son.
He was actually really nice. Yeah.
But it was just terrible.
Yeah.
Very bad. So, next... So, for the match, we have Ambrose, Slater, and Rhino. What do they have in common?
Nothing.
Nothing. Versus The Miz, Bo Dallas, and Curtis Axel, which, you know, that's the new posse. Mm-hmm. So the match starts, and I guess because Vince was pissed off at LeVar Ball and his son for using the N-word, Corey Graves and Booker T bury the Big Baller Brand. Take a listen to this.
Ambrose wearing a Big Baller Brand shirt. Do you guys think Dean Ambrose is crazy enough to wear the Big Baller Brand sneakers? Book, have you seen those things? They're like $500. Yeah. They're the ugliest things I've ever seen.
$500, you know, it makes you wonder sometimes, right? I mean, come on. I mean, it's a different route to take. $500, you gotta be kidding.
So the sneakers are ugly. $500, you gotta be kidding me.
Of course.
So, like, course. They just... That was hilarious. They just buried it because they were pissed off about what happened. The Miz then does Daniel Bryan's yes kicks again. Because that's still relevant for some reason. That's my one criticism of The Miz right now is why are you still doing
Daniel Bryan
this
shit?
Match never happened. This match that you teased us with for so long. And then Booker T says, these are now The Miz kicks because Daniel Bryan's career is over. And then a minute later, Corey Graves says, because I guess he was told to say this. He was like, you know, I have to disagree with your statement, Booker. Daniel Bryan's in-ring career might not be happening right now, but his career is in full swing. He's doing a great job as the GM of SmackDown Live.
Oh, my God. Do you not watch the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's not the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think Vince doesn't want Daniel Bryan to leave when his contract is up.
And apparently he's leaving.
Wrestle somewhere else. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that later. In news. Yes, I guess we both have that one.
That's more news than it is rumors.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So next up, Enzo Amore comes out and... For some reason, he's as excited as ever, even though his brother turned on him. Yeah. He comes out, I'm a certified G still. And then Enzo calls Big Cass because they need to talk. Cass gets in the ring, and Enzo tells him that he was right about a lot of things.
Last week, you might have broke my heart, okay? You might have nearly broke my face. But you're my brother, and that is a bond that I refuse to let you break.
So, yeah, he tells him, you're right, I do talk a lot, you know, but yeah. We're brothers, and We still have to become tag team champions.
Right.
You know?
We haven't done it yet.
We never did it. Not even in NXT.
Wait, they didn't?
Nope. Cass then grabs the mic and apologizes to Enzo, and they hug. Cass then tells the crowd, if you thought we were going to throw away this friendship, then there's only one word to describe you. That really doesn't make sense.
Nope.
They do the soft chant, walk up the ramp. He holds up his arm.
Yep.
And then big Cass clotheslines Enzo.
And then the thing that the whole world saw coming,
yeah.
The big clothesline.
Right. They cut to some fan reactions, and they're like, oh, I can't believe it. Those were either plants or idiots.
So how many weeks now have they been just messing with this whole thing?
This
the
is
whole
six
breakup?
6 weeks now?
6 weeks.
Yeah.
I think next week they're going to do I think they're going to reunite. And like halfway through a match, he's going to close on him again. He'd be like, you people keep falling for this.
Enzo, you're getting stupid about it. I think it's because I keep hitting you from behind.
He's like, yeah. He's like Seth. He just wants a family.
Exactly. Him and Seth should team up. So Cass then picks Enzo up. He throws him down the ramp. After the commercial break, Big Cass walks up to the announce table and tells Corey Graves to stay out of his business. So Big Cass apparently wanted this to go on longer. Like this whole, you know what I mean? He wanted to keep attacking Enzo like week after week.
Yeah.
And he's mad at Corey Graves because Corey Graves exposed what he did. So how much longer did Big Cass want this to go on for?
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
Forevers.
I just want us to keep having matches where you're injured, I guess. So next up, we have Seth Rollins versus...
Maybe we'll finally see an Enzo win, though. Because he can't just lose to Cass every single... What if this will be 5, 6 straight pay-per-views where they fight each other? He's got to win one of those.
Maybe like a fruit roll-up once? No way he's like hitting a finisher and he's like getting like a good pin.
No.
So next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Curt Hawkins.
Like, why?
Rollins gets the win with his crappy knee-to-the-face finisher.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt then appears on the Titantron and hypes a match between them at Great Balls of Fire. So, yeah, we also have that match that we've seen on Raw recently. We've seen that match on Raw, like, 3 weeks ago. And we're going to see it again at a pay-per-view. That makes sense. So next up, Paul Heyman introduces Brock Lesnar after he calls Samoa Joe a Samoan dumbass. Lesnar comes out, but then Joe attacks him from behind and puts him in the coquina clutch. Brock tries to get out of it, but Joe locks it in and is eventually pulled off by the Revival.
Yeah.
That's what the Revival are doing now.
Yes.
They just separate people when they fight. That's what the Revival does.
But the guy's jaw is still.
No, he's out there.
But he's.
He's medically cleared now.
Is a jaw.
Why else is he out there pulling people off? If he's not medically cleared, he shouldn't be doing that stuff.
He shouldn't, Andrew. You should call them.
Yeah, I should. I think he's cleared, though. We had that report that he's cleared. He separated them last time that they fought.
Yeah.
So anyways, they pull Joe off before Lesnar passes out. He was close, though. And there were a bunch of memes of his face, what's redder, his face or the Universal Championship.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, you know, kudos to Lesnar. Lesnar's always been a good seller.
Yeah.
And he got his face really red. You know what I mean? That was good selling by Lesnar.
Yeah.
Later in the show, Heyman tells Charlie Caruso how this match will play out in Dallas.
Brock Lesnar will finally take Samoa Joe to Suplex City. Brock Lesnar will finally hit an F5 on Samoa Joe. And after Samoa Joe is beaten, victimized, conquered, and emasculated by Brock Lesnar, then when they're waking up, Samoa Joe is smelling salts inside the trainer's room. And his alleged Samoan manhood has crawled up inside of his stomach. He's going to wake up and look at the trainer and he's going to say, oh dear God, is that what it's like to fight the beast? Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
No, Paul, you went too far. And why is he talking about his penis? When his manhood's going to go inside, he's going to punch his manhood inside of his body?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be an innie.
Ooh.
He's going to make it into a vagina.
Yeah, I love Paul, but that was a little weird. The whole thing. Yeah. Goodness gracious, great balls of...
I mean, what other choices do you have, though?
Don't remind us of the worst pay-per-view name in the history. And there was like an in-your-house, in-your-face or something like that pay-per-view.
Yeah, all of a sudden, like, Battleground sounds cool.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Lince Dorado versus Neville with Akira Tozawa watching ringside while standing behind a purple rope. Is this the Tyler Breeze section?
Hey, I think we have to do that again.
Yeah?
You have to edit that.
What?
I think you messed up the name at the beginning.
Lindsay Dorado?
Yeah, what?
Oh, that's, yeah, that's the guy's name.
Wait, that wasn't Kalisto?
No, it wasn't Kalisto.
Oh, I thought it was Kalisto. I thought it was Kalisto because, again, that's where the rain cut. Uh-huh. Did it mess with yours, too?
No,
did you have to go look for it? It didn't at all?
No, it didn't.
Oh, like the rain messed up, and all of a sudden those two are wrestling in the ring. I'm like, yeah. Kalisto, oh, finally, of course, 205 Live.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Has he been on NXT or something?
Lindsay Dorado?
Yeah.
He's been on 205 Live. He's like on, I think he just mainly wrestles on 205 okay. Live, I guess.
Doritos.
Yeah. Doritos, yeah. But yeah, Akira Tozawa's in like his own Tyler Breeze section. Remember when Tyler Breeze debuted and he was doing this?
Yeah.
Summer Rae?
Mm-hmm.
He has popcorn, a hot dog, and soda. This is the treatment you get from the Titus brand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a hot dog.
So Neville makes Dorado tap out to the Ring of Saturn, and then he invites Tozawa to the ring. Tozawa gets in the ring, but then comes out and tells them that he finalized a deal for both of them to fight for the Cruiserweight Championship at Great Balls of Fire. I like how Titus just turned face because one of his guys is fighting Neville. Like, that's what turned Titus face.
Right. And, like, what does that mean, he finalized a deal? Like, he's Don King now? Like, he's a fight promoter?
I think I like him better than actually wrestling in the ring.
Of course. I worked with Vince McMahon on this. And Oscar De La Hoya.
This is way better than
Golden Boy Promotions.
Yeah. No, this is Titus O'Neil should never wrestle again. He should be a manager.
Yeah.
He should manage Apollo Crews and actually manage Apollo Crews to get some fucking victories.
Yeah.
Not losses.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just do the right thing.
And then
here.
He's big enough to like perform any move to cheat to help his people win.
Right.
That even could be his thing. He power bombs the fuck out of someone.
He's the biggest.
Every match.
He's the biggest manager of all time.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's better than watching his fucking matches.
Right.
So next up for the main event of Raw, we have the Women's Gauntlet match to decide the number one contender. And like we said, the whole night we're watching them pick their balls. Bayley's excited that she got number one because she's an idiot. And then Alexa finds Nia Jax backstage and asks her what number she got, and Nia says, "Wouldn't you like to know? You little girl." Alexa then tells Nia, "Good luck in your match, but I know you don't need it." Nia says, "You're right, I don't need it. Because I'm a monster."
Oh, my God.
So Bayley starts the match with Nia Jax. Nia Jax is number two and eliminates Bayley after hitting a Samoan drop.
Like nothing.
Mickie James is next, but she also falls to Nia Jax after getting just hit with a chest bump. She pinned her after a chest bump.
These look like all the squash matches that Nia Jax used to have before she was...
Yeah, right. Yeah, seriously. Dana Brooke comes out next and is pinned in just 30 seconds after Nia leg drops her.
She goes against the ropes. Nia tries to tackle her.
Yeah.
Dana does like this...
A little cartwheel thing.
Tumbersault thing. Yeah. And then somersault, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And then gets destroyed.
Yep.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks for coming, yeah. Emma comes out next, and Nia pins her after hitting a Samoa drop. And then, of course, Sasha Banks is the final competitor. And, you know, we figured Sasha would win because they've been hinting at the Alexa-Sasha feud for a while.
Yep.
And this might be like, before that it was boring, but this might be Nia's best match.
Because
once Sasha got there, it actually kind of got good, I thought.
Yeah.
She keeps throwing Sasha out of the ring, but Sasha keeps barely making it back in the ring before the 10 counts.
Yeah.
Later in the match, Sasha hits a really good knee to the face, and Cole yells, "Oh, elbow to the face!" But it was clearly a knee. He's an
no,
idiot.
Cole!
No, Cole.
No!
Nia then hits the Samoa drop, but Sasha rolls to the apron because she's smart, right? That's
right.
What we always say. She's passed out, but she knows to roll to the apron because it's...
I'm going to roll.
Nia then goes for another Samoa drop, and this is my favorite part. Sasha gets on Nia's back and puts her like in a standing bank statement while Nia standing up, and then she just slowly falls to the ground like a big monster should and then taps out. And when she tapped out, because she was on her knees for the bank statement and just her head pulled back and she looked like she was dead.
Yeah.
She was just like,
the monster! The monster's dead!
She slayed the monster, King! So Sasha is the number one contender. Kurt Angle comes out, gets in the ring and raises...
They should call her the monster slayer from now on, like the King Slayer.
Yeah.
It's the monster slayer, King!
Yeah. Kurt Angle raises Sasha's hand in the air. Alexa Bliss then comes out, gets in the ring, and holds up the title. Sasha then drop kicks Alexa, knocking her outside the ring, and then Sasha holds up the Raw Women's Championship.
Yep.
I think they'll have a good match. Pretty sure Alexa's going to win it, though. She'll keep it.
Yeah, you know? Probably.
Although then, who does Alexa face at SummerSlam? It's probably like a multiple women's match.
What do you mean? If they've been setting up this whole time where Nia faces her. It's got to be Nia to finally win the championship.
But they're both bad.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. Nia's turning face? I'd rather Nia turn face than Alexa. Alexa's such a great heel.
She's such a great heel. But it would make no
sense.
And
she's been a coward this whole time. Like, she can't all of a sudden be brave, right? You know?
Right, yeah.
All right, so that's all for Raw. Next up, we have Daniel Bryan kicking off SmackDown Live. And, hey, at least the crowd was very hot for this. They were excited to see Daniel Bryan.
I guess.
He hypes the Money in the Bank match for later in the night, but then Carmella and Ellsworth interrupt him. And once again, Carmella makes great points that she should still have the briefcase since there are no rules in a Money in the Bank ladder match.
These are great points.
These are great. Even Daniel Bryan says, these are great points.
but unfortunately, I get to do whatever I want, even though I'm here once every 6 weeks.
Yeah. He asked the audience what to do, and of course they want to see the match again.
Right.
Ellsworth then accuses Daniel Bryan of making up his career-ending injury. So Daniel Bryan laughs and then bans Ellsworth, not from the match, but from the entire arena.
And I think they should have done, look, when you have WrestleMania in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
you had the Intercontinental ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the champion is, there's still a champion coming into that match.
Yeah.
They just put it up high, and now it's really any man's, you know, thing.
Right.
For the Money in the Bank, they should have said, Carmella, you are the Money in the Bank winner.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to defend your Money in the Bank briefcase in another Money in the Bank ladder match.
Right.
That would have made more sense than to take it away. I know you won, but you didn't win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then when she would retain it, that would be even cooler.
Right. It seems like for this fake fight, they don't want, like, a man to be on record to win the first. I just don't understand. Like, was this their plan all along, or was it the backlash that they got from the fans?
I don't know. I don't know. No, that had to be their plan all along.
It had to be, right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
But to give Carmella and Ellsworth all that heat and to take it away is stupid. That's stupid. At least own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they have the
heat.
Like,
make her defend it, but don't say you didn't really win it the first time.
Well, she won it this time, though. That's the only way you could do this. The only way you could do it
is
by giving her the thing right back.
Right.
And having more controversy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. So four security guards come to the ring and carry a screaming Ellsworth away.
So dumb. Because it only would have taken one of those.
It was funny when he dove on the barricade, but then just he didn't get over it.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. I'll give Ellsworth there. So next up we have the Hype Bros versus the Usos. And Jimmy Uso pins Zack Ryder after hitting a splash off the top rope. Welcome back, Zack Ryder.
What a missed opportunity to turn him heel.
Of course. Yeah.
Totally missed.
Of course. They get pinned and they leave.
And then just to have the New Day come out and just talk to the Usos.
Right.
We needed that more than we needed a Ryder heel turn.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I will give Big E this because he did channel a young Booker T here.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now listen up and put this flavor in your ear. We want that gold, sucker. And that battleground, we're coming for you, Usos. Usos. Oh, we're coming for you, Usos.
Yeah.
That was
great. I can't believe they went there.
I love that this is what the New Day does. They always do it.
Yep.
They even mentioned Xavier Woods, the sex tape with Paige the day after it happened.
Right.
And then a day after LaMelo Ball uses the N-word twice, they hint at using
the N-word.
I love that the New Day gets to do that.
It's so good.
So the Usos accept the New Day's challenge for Battleground while technically rapping for some reason, but it was awful.
Yeah.
It was so awful. Kofi then does a flow of his own, and then the Usos leave. And then later in the night, they announce that they're going to have a rap battle next week. We're going to have a rap battle.
Spoiler alert, the worst segment in the history of the show might be happening. Oh my God. Sweep it. The Usos are horrible heels. They were awful faces.
Yeah.
And they're just worse heels.
They're worse heels.
Like, they just don't know how to talk.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
All you have to say is, we've been tag champions a million times. Like,
yeah.
So what are you going to take away from us? Like, kind of just go with the cocky attitude?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They get easily offended.
And they just look like they're cut. They just look like Roman with their black shirts now and long black hair.
Yep.
I don't know. So next up, we have Fashion Vice, which is actually still one of the few bright spots.
One of?
Yeah.
I loved it this week.
I did too.
I loved it this week. It was so funny.
So Fandango and Tyler Breeze are interrogating the Ascension by playing good cop, bad cop, except they both take turns playing good cop. That was very funny.
And he goes, I think we were a good cop. And Tyler goes, no, we were great cops.
Yeah.
So good. Their one-liners are amazing.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, it was good.
Look, I mean, if you guys do it, I've got Eddie Money 2 tickets to paradise.
And then the Ascension's like, we only listen to heavy metal.
Yeah.
And then they hear a loud noise and they go check it out and they see that someone else destroyed their office again, so it couldn't be the Ascension.
Good.
Then when they go back to the interrogation room, the Ascension just
take
the tickets and put it back. But I'm wondering who could it be, because it's not the Colognes, the Ascension. Who's left?
Yeah, because they ruled out the Colognes. They ruled out the Ascension.
So who's left?
A new NXT tag team?
There's not even one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there's like two tag teams in NXT right now. It's terrible.
Do those big dudes still have the titles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have it for a long time.
Long time. No one's beating those guys.
No.
Because Revival's gone. DIY's gone.
And they're still green. They can't go up to the main roster anytime soon.
Yeah, but you can lose tag titles and not go up.
They're not going to do it with these guys. Not for a while. So... but yeah, that was the Fashion Vice was funny. Next up, we have Naomi versus Lana for the SmackDown Women's Championship again.
Why?
And yeah, I don't. So Lana attacks Naomi from behind before the match starts. The ref rings the bell after pulling Lana away from Naomi.
Yeah.
Lana then immediately hits her finisher.
Finisher!
And goes for the pin. But Naomi kicks out at 2 like she's Roman fucking Reigns.
Yeah, and she also kicked out like she was Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
She kicked out and was like,
And like, Lana's hit her finisher twice now in 2 matches, and they've been kicked out of.
And it's a decent finisher.
It's a cool finisher.
For a little white blonde girl.
Yes.
Who, like, you know, has no muscle tone.
Right. Naomi then hits the springboard moonsault and pins Lana to retain the title. So what was the point?
Tell me the point of this whole match.
What was the point of making Lana a wrestler just to lose every match? And to give her a cool finisher that everyone kicks out of.
Everyone.
There's no logic there.
I don't
there
get
is
it.
Zero fucking logic there.
Tell
zero.
Us.
Zero.
Tell us why.
It's so stupid, especially when she fucking debuts.
That's 3 matches with her now?
2.
That was the rematch?
Yeah. Mm. She debuts. The crowd goes crazy because she's just so hot that they love her.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
It's like she's Stacy Keibler all over again. We just love her because she's hot. We just want to see her. Make her the champion. We don't give a shit.
Put as little clothing on her as you can.
Yeah.
And throw in the middle of the ring.
And she's decent enough to, like, put on a 5-minute match. Like, you know, she's not Eva Marie where every move is botchamania.
Right. Right.
So next up, Aiden English is singing in the middle of the ring. And here I was like, oh, I guess we'll see... Tyler Breeze, because he's been feuding with him. Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's been feuding with Aiden English or whatever. But no, he gets interrupted by Randy Orton.
Yes.
We go to commercial, and when we come back, we see a replay of Orton RKOing him.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what you missed, the commercial break.
The coolest thing we promote.
Yeah, it's your
an
fault.
An RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's your fault we missed it, you idiots. Oh, you missed this, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Well, what was I supposed to do, be there?
You see, like, the Uso... Hype Bros match almost ended during the commercial.
Yes, yes. As soon as we got back from commercial, the fucking match ended. Yeah, that was terrible.
That whole commercial thing is really dumb.
Oh, there's no point of watching it.
Yeah.
Because you're not missing anything.
No.
You're not. They'll show you on the replay when they come back if you miss anything anyway.
So he RKOs Aiden English. Thanks. Thanks for playing.
Then Orton grabs a chair, sits in the middle of the ring, and says he's not leaving until he gets what he wants.
Yep.
Typical heel. Mm-hmm. And he wants a rematch for the WWE Championship. Mm-hmm. So here comes your brother.
Here he comes.
And he tells Randy that he can't be threatening the safety of the WWE champion. And Orton complains.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
You're Shane McMahon and you said those words?
How many times have you assaulted the WWE champion?
That's like Stone Cold coming out and be like, you know, you can't do a stunner randomly on people. You just can't do it.
Yeah, Stone Cold's the GM. You can't just be RKO'ing whoever you want.
Yeah.
What the hell you think this is? Stone Cold, didn't you like stun everyone on Raw once?
Stone Cold, you stunned Linda McMahon once.
Right.
NJR.
Yeah. So anyways, Orton complains that Mahal disrespected his family.
Mm.
But then Shane reminds Orton that he's done that for basically his entire career. You know, as late as WrestleMania, when you burn down a fucking guy's house. You piece of shit.
Randy, you remember when, you know, I watched the show. You remember when you DDT'd my sister and then made out with her limp body?
Well, that's what Shane kind of said, but then he didn't say it. You know what I mean? He was like, you've done things to my, and I had to fight you. You know, like, he said it without saying it.
Yeah. But he could have just said it. We all know it fucking happened.
We all happened. Know what happened. Yeah. In fact, I still forgot to kick you in the nuts for that, so yeah. Just kick some.
Or it would have been like, matter of fact, I still forgot to tell you, hey, you're invited for Christmas this year with my family.
Yeah.
that's more like that.
That did spawn that great moment on Raw after he DDT'd.
It's like the greatest moment.
And then like the next week.
It's like one of the greatest
Vince,
moments.
Shane and Triple
H.
He
rolls up his sleeve. Shane comes out to his music, and then he goes.
Yeah.
And then, boom, time to play.
Yeah.
I love it. I watch that once a week on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
It's good stuff.
It's so good.
Yeah. So anyways, Shane does
and Triple H comes out like this, right? Since we have cameras now. Yeah. I love how Triple H comes out. You're Orton.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The camera's Orton.
He doesn't look.
He comes out. He's like, he's so fucking mad. Like, and he's like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Like that. You know what I mean? Like, if I was Orton, I would have been like, hey, I'm getting the fuck out.
Right.
If you guys want to stay and fight, it's up to you.
Yep.
Like, he played that role so well. You DDT'd my wife! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I have her dad and her brother who can kick a little ass with me?
Yep.
You're dead!
Yep.
You're so good.
Again, our first ever Brothers of Bash video, when you were like, you can DDT a guy's wife, kiss her on the lips, and not go to jail. And then I'm like, I can't wait to do that. So great. Yeah, that's wrestling.
Brother the Bash. Look it up.
Yep. So anyways, he grants Orton his rematch, but he says Jinder Mahal will choose the stipulation. So the Maharaja comes out and announces that they will fight in a Punjabi prison match.
Was that the first announcement of that?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they immediately cut.
But then you announced it on Rumors last week, right? That it was going to be that?
Yeah, I think so. But then they immediately cut to what a Punjabi prison match looks like. So they had that tape ready to go.
You know what it is? A lot of bamboo.
Steel enforced bamboo.
How do you enforce it with steel?
That's what JBL said.
I know.
Steel enforced bamboo. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That means it's not bamboo.
No. It's enforced with like bricks, sticks, steel.
Yeah. That means it's technically not bamboo.
So dumb.
Excuse me. And then Mahal even says, like, you know, this is made famous by my hero, the great Khali.
Yeah.
So I expect him to come out now.
He better. You all right?
I got the hiccups.
It's the worst.
Holler if you hear me.
Middle of the show.
No, I think I'm all right.
Okay.
So backstage, AJ Styles complains. Oh, yeah. So anyways, we have to see a Punjabi prison match.
Yay, which means nothing.
The first one did not go as planned. It was supposed to be Taker and Khali. Taker got injured in real life, so they replaced Taker with Batista.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
Yep.
Backstage, AJ Styles gets his 30
AJ!
Seconds.
AJ!
AJ gets his 30 seconds of TV time.
Yep.
I mean, holy shit. If AJ Styles can't get TV time, then how could Ty Dillinger?
No one should.
So Styles complains to Daniel Bryan that Kevin Owens won't let him, answer his U.S. Open challenge. KO says the Open challenge is only for people who he hasn't beaten yet. So Daniel tells Owens that next week they will have an Independence Day Battle Royal, and the winner will face Owens for the U.S. title at Battleground.
Yeah.
So the ropes will be red, white, and blue, I guess. That'll be the only difference.
Yeah,
that makes it an Independence Day Battle Royal.
Yeah, I guess. It'll be on July 4th.
Yeah.
We'll be live?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, who's watching that? We're all watching fireworks.
Will John Cena be in the match? No, he won't.
Oh, he's coming back July 4th?
That's
hold on. It goes till 9. Mm-hmm. When do fireworks go off? Around 9.
Yeah.
No one's going to be sitting at home watching. I guess they're relying on TiVo.
And John Cena?
Record it, yeah.
So,
But in the past, it's never been. I wonder if there's been a Raw on July 4th. Obviously, there has been at some point. Yeah. But usually, isn't it like, we're going to show you the troops? I'm telling you, they've always worked around holidays like this.
No, they've done this. They've been doing this.
Mm.
Yeah.
No.
So I mean, they don't show reruns, you know? So next up, we have Mike and Maria Kanellis.
If they wanted better ratings, they might.
Yeah. They have Mike and Maria Kanellis.
Yeah.
Cutting a promo at the stage. And if you haven't heard Stone Cold singing their song, you should really check it out.
Check it out. Where can they hear that?
On ENC's Pod of Awesomeness.
That's right.
So they get interrupted by Sami Zayn's music because he has a match against Baron Corbin. And he was kind of like, when he came out, he was like, oh shit, you guys are, oh sorry, sorry, I have a match. I have a match against Corbin again. I have one every week against him, so.
It's my thing.
Yeah. So Corbin gets the win after hitting End of Days, and after the match, Dasha Fuentes interviews Nakamura, who also gets his 30 seconds of TV time.
That's right.
And he says Baron Corbin is afraid of him, and that's it. Nakamura and AJ Styles, together they get 60 seconds.
A minute.
On SmackDown.
A minute.
Holy crap. Oh my God.
They can just hit his music, have him come out, and just bow and leave.
And people are saying, yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
And people are saying, I guess you have to make SmackDown 3 hours to fit everyone in. It's like, no, they have bad clock management. Like most NFL head coaches.
Right.
It's just bad clock management.
We have three-on-three tag matches we don't want to see.
Yeah.
Give us the guys we want to see.
Let's see. Take off Aiden English. Let's get rid of that minute of him singing. The whole minute of him singing. I mean, come on.
There's plenty.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. There is plenty. Let's see. So next up, we have the main event, Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And there was a cool moment when the match started where the four of the women were brawling outside the ring. Carmella just quietly but quickly set up a ladder in the ring and started climbing.
Yep.
And then all four other women see her and quickly get in the ring to pull her down.
Yep.
So in the end, there were some good spots in it.
I mean, it's a ladder
match.
There
were some bad spots.
It has to have some good spots.
Yeah.
But I still think that they're showing us that they shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
There's no great spots.
No.
The only great spot from the pay-per-view was Charlotte doing the flip off the... But that really had nothing to do with ladders or anything.
And you know what the worst part of it is?
Becky took a nice bump at the
pay-per-view. Seeing how long it takes them to pick up a ladder.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Remember
God.
Remember the Becky part?
Yes.
Becky couldn't get it up.
And you know why they left the ladder like leaning on the ropes is so they didn't have to keep picking it up. Like, that was obviously their plan. Let's just leave the ladder.
So they can just tilt it up.
Hang on the ropes so you can just tilt it up. But they even had issues tilting the ladder up. I mean, Becky's got bigger arms than me.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe even you. She has big arms.
She should get on the other side of it and push it up. Lexi could do that. I mean, they're just not smart.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the issue for me, but... And then a lot of times they didn't know what to do, so they would just kick each other in the stomach and fall down.
Yeah.
It was just not a good choreographed match.
No, it wasn't.
Carmella then grabs... Oh, so Ellsworth comes out, of course.
Yeah.
Comes out at the end.
What happened? He paid some security guard?
He paid off one of the security guards, like you said. He climbs the ladder again while Carmella is just waiting there again. But Becky gets there in time to push him off the ladder.
Nice.
Carmella then grabs a steel chair and hits Becky in the back with it and then climbs the ladder. And wins the Money in the Bank briefcase again.
Yeah. Just like we all knew would happen.
Yeah.
So she hit it with a chair. Perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal.
Yeah.
So what's he going to say now?
Right.
Well, Ellsworth was banned from the arena and he came back.
No, clearly you should have another one, right? With that logic?
Well, no, you should just fire Ellsworth for disobeying.
Fire Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, fire Daniel Bryan.
But with Daniel Bryan's logic, you have to have another rematch, right?
Yeah. God, push fire Barry. Ellsworth?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Carmella?
I think I'm firing Daniel Bryan.
You have to.
So he can go have a match with, we'll get to news later.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I want Carmella to hold on because sometimes it's cool when they cash it in right away. Like when Ambrose cashed it in right away.
Amazing.
That was great because it made sense. He hated Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Screw him over ASAP, right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to enjoy Carmella going to the ring and holding the Money in the Bank briefcase for a while.
Yeah.
But I also want that title off Naomi as soon as possible.
Yes.
So I really just want her to cash it in tomorrow's house show.
Please. We'll watch the video footage.
We'll watch the video on YouTube.
They've done that
a couple times.
A couple of times in history.
They did it once with the WWE Championship.
Yeah, they did.
Wasn't that when Sid won it? Like the second time? Didn't Sid win it at a house show?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Sid. Psycho Sid. I could be wrong, but
didn't Nash beat Bob Backlund for it at a house show? Or some weird event?
There is footage of it, though.
Yeah, but it's like grainy, weird footage.
Well, it was the mid-90s. It was all grainy, weird footage then. I don't know. I think I remember Sid winning it in the,
little bit of trivia for Joe Pisano. I'm starting to convert my tapes, my little VHSC tapes to DVDs of the guys doing it right down the road from here. And it's not cheap, but it's not too bad.
Right.
It's like $10 a tape, something like that. So I gave him 20 tapes to start off with.
Yeah.
And one of them was the Batman Forever stunt show.
Uh-huh.
The one where I come out as the best Batman at the end and you're like, Joe, it's Batman. Andrew, it's Batman. But I'm watching it with the guy.
Tape.
Yeah, the guy showed me that it works. I'm like, man, it's so grainy. And he's like, yeah, they all were back then.
Yeah, exactly.
And he goes, if you watch it on a tube TV, it doesn't look so bad.
No.
But watching it on an HD TV, it looks like absolute dog shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that was Raw and SmackDown.
Boom.
So let's give some awards.
Should we?
Yeah.
A lot of worse.
We have to. So who's your worst dressed?
I'm pulling up my list.
I'll tell you what mine was. Mine was Lonzo Ball, socks and sandals.
Sweep it.
All right.
Sweep it.
Best dressed?
I really liked how Sasha looked this week. I was a fan of Sasha. She looked nice.
All right.
And Matthew said, hey, don't you have a best costume? I said, yeah, best dressed. You should pick her. It looks really nice.
Nice.
I'm like,
okay,
that's
Matthew. Funny. I was I had to decide between Alexa and Sasha, and I went Alexa. So there you go.
Yeah.
Worst acting.
Ellsworth said too many words for him not to win this award.
All right.
Yeah.
You didn't get to hear it, but I heard that whole commentary with Josh Duhamel.
Mm.
I'm giving worst acting to the only actor on the show.
Oh,
Josh Duhamel.
But was he even acting? Just telling people stuff.
He said Vince. He met Vince backstage. He broke kayfabe.
Vince is here.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he broke kayfabe. Worst acting.
And Colden wasn't like, wait, Vince is here.
You get to hear Cole shit himself when
really?
Said that. Yeah. Oh, what? No,
Vince isn't here. You mean another day? Like this. Like
shut
this.
The fuck up.
You mean another day?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Best acting?
Who'd you have?
Enzo.
He's so good.
He is.
He literally, he legit cries. Hashtag real cry. And he's even saying, look, you know this is real. You know this is real.
Yeah. Well, and the best part is I love when they, the best thing about wrestling promos is when they bring reality, real things in the promos. Like when he talked about how when he got injured in their match against the Vaudevillains at the pay-per-view where Enzo got a concussion. He was in a hospital room, and Enzo tells that whole story. I love when they put real stuff in the promos.
And he goes, look, you're right. I'm kind of a loud-ass asshole. So are we good?
Yeah.
And the cast's like, yeah, all right. We're good.
I'm kind of a Guido,
Yeah.
Worst comments?
Had something from Ball.
LaMelo or which one?
No. The dad. Who's the dad?
LeVar.
Yeah. But I don't know. I can't. It must have erased. I think it was when he
There's
said.
Only two dudes better than me, and I'm both of them.
No, that was really bad too. I don't know. It was all of his everything.
The
he
Miz
said.
Interpreted zone.
Oh, you don't want to turn down that road, or? But he said it differently.
You better stay in your lane.
Yeah, you better stay in your lane.
Yeah.
I was like, oh gosh.
I had his son using the N-word.
Oh yeah, that's clearly. Nice.
Best comment, I had Big E almost using the N-word.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I got, look, guys, I've got two tickets to paradise. I loved it.
Yeah. And that's something that only, like, you know, older, like, yeah. you know, an older audience would get.
And that joke's been used in other situations.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh, well, in a commercial recently.
Yeah, six months ago. That's right.
Worst match.
Mine was Lana and Naomi. Like, what's the point of this?
What's the point?
What's the point of this match?
I had Corbin Zane because we've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
Super slow-mo.
Corbin Zane. Yeah, it was slow. We've seen it a million times.
I had the gauntlet match starring Nia Jax.
That's true. Slow this shit down.
Yeah. And best match?
What did you put? I'm torn between two.
Which two?
Ass and balls. No, the Hardys, which I know cut out for me. And
I can't because the commentary was so fucking bad.
So
the women's ladder. Running the bank?
Yeah.
Or what about Strowman versus Reigns? Yeah. Oh, wait. That's my best moment.
Yeah.
Worst move?
The missed soundless slap from Sasha to Nia. Did you see this? She just, when they're at the beginning and they're pushing. Yeah. And then Sasha just goes, push. And you hear nothing.
Yeah.
There's no sound, but Nia sells like she's getting hit.
Yeah.
Like it's like a. You know what I mean? Like, at uh-huh. least hit your leg or something, right. Sasha. She swings, hits nothing, and Nia whips her head and, like, holds her mouth. I'm like, oh, my God.
Did you see Tamina's tribute to her father when she hit the splash off the top rope?
No, I didn't. Wait, did I?
My God.
No, was it bad?
It was horrible.
Did she just fall, basically?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I hit a splash on
you.
Remember
when she first got there, and she wasn't so, like, god-awful big? And she would do that. It was legit.
Yeah.
Now she just falls.
It was terrible.
She gained like 100 pounds since being in there.
It was terrible.
Ay.
Best move?
Cass throwing Enzo like that hurt a little
bit.
That
was good, yeah.
Yeah.
I had Sasha's bank statement to Nia just because it was different.
Nice.
Worst moment of all time?
The balls.
The only good part was The Miz when he was like, when LeVar was like, handle my lightweight. He's like, oh, you're going to release all your balls on me?
Yeah. That was good.
Poor Miz had to do his best in that segment. And best moment, Braun getting rid of Roman Reigns in the opening segment.
That's good. Goodbye, if that were Roman. True, I'd give you that.
Well, just for the rest of the night, he's
for
gone.
For the rest of the night. I've got one that's gone full circle. Like the New Day and the Shield before it.
Yeah.
This used to be my worst moment.
Uh-huh.
And it is now my best moment of the week, the fashion files.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it so much.
Yeah, that was good.
Give these guys more camera time.
Yeah. Yep. All right, that's all for awards. Let's get to some breaking news.
Mm.
So Brock Lesnar will be wrestling Baron Corbin. How?
What?
Well, he's going to be doing it at a SmackDown house show on July 29th because... We've been talking about this, too. The SmackDown shows have had such horrible attendance as of late that now they're putting their biggest star on one of the shows, like, you know, Lesnar from Raw. They're saying that's also why John Cena is listed as a free agent, so he could do Raw house shows.
Yeah, but he's on SmackDown.
Yeah. But they're listing him as a free agent. Seth Rollins also, apparently Nakamura couldn't get into Canada last week, so they had Seth Rollins fly in last minute. And Seth Rollins fought Jinder Mahal.
But did you hear, like, they were supposed to have Nakamura versus Jinder Mahal.
For the title, yeah.
Like, we'll see that soon. Yeah. Like, why are they showing that? That's probably, like, you know what I mean? Like, why are they showing him versus the champion?
Yeah.
And in house shows, the title's always on the line.
Always on the line, yeah.
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 And then unlike it's always a Raw DQ. And SmackDown.
Yeah. And then it's always a DQ. I remember when we first moved here and I was seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you. I don't know if did you go to did we did you go to the WWE house show?
I don't think
it's
so.
Like when we first moved here. No,
I don't think
like
so.
Mom and dad took me, and Bret Hart was the champion. He was heel champion.
Okay.
Undertaker comes out, and then I forgot who announced it, but someone announced that they're fighting in the main event for the WWF Championship, and I was like, what? Like, as a kid, like, you know, I was 7 years old. I was like, what are you, what, here?
Yeah.
At a house show? Like, I couldn't believe it. But, of course, it ends in DQ, like every house show WWE yeah. Championship match, if a heel's champion, you know?
Right, right, right.
Yeah. So that was funny.
That sounds familiar, though, now that you say it. Like, really
well,
familiar.
It was, you know, it was maybe crazy. Because now when you go to a live show, you can hear what they're saying on the mic. The crowd was screaming at the Hart Foundation so loud. The crowd was so loud, you couldn't even hear what Bret Hart was saying.
Really?
Yeah. You could not hear what he was saying. He had so much heat. But wrestling fans were louder back then.
You don't F with America.
Yeah. I remember Brian Pillman was in the ring. Like, the whole Hart Foundation was...
Yeah.
So, also, Cody Rhodes is now the Ring of Honor champion. And they made, like, this big momentous thing. Like, it's been 30 years since a Rhodes has been a world champion.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ring of Honor really counts, but... So Daniel Bryan congratulated Rhodes on Twitter, saying, "If you hold the title for 462 days, I may have to come after you, which would be September 28th, 2018.
When his contract ends.
When his contract is up.
Wow.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
He will definitely be wrestling.
He then tweeted trolling for life right after that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Why the hell can he not wrestle when he's definitely going to wrestle when he gets out?
Because they're afraid of that lawsuit. They're still dealing with that concussion lawsuit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. They're still trying to get that concussion lawsuit thrown out.
Mm.
That has a bunch of old wrestlers on it.
Yeah.
So,
but
again, that's also the reason. That's like the main reason we've heard of why they don't do the curb stomp, and because they don't want kids to do it.
Yeah.
It just makes my brain melt. Because should kids be doing the tombstone? What the fuck? Like, that's way more dangerous.
Right.
You drop straight on your head if you do it for real.
And you got tombstoned.
Yes.
On tile.
Our other brother tombstoned me.
He was destined
on tile
to cure cancer, and now he does wrestling podcasts. Why? Because he got tombstoned.
Why? Because I can. Do math.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you have any news, or should we go to rumors?
No, go to rumors.
Alrighty.
Rumors!
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe!
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God!
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance!
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed!
So, there was a report a few days ago.
Mm.
That Paige and Alberto Del Rio broke up.
Yeah.
And everyone on the internet, including me, was so excited. I tweeted out Daniel Bryan, you know, yes.
I saw that.
But Paige and Del Rio both took to social media to say that they are still together.
No, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, if they took it to heart, why is this not in news?
Because the reason I was most excited... Yeah, exactly. Well, because, I don't know.
You just trolled me.
Rumor. Yeah. Well, because the rumor was that they broke up.
Yeah.
So and so this is confirmed they're not broken up. I have a feeling though that they break up and get back together every week, like a lot, you know, like how some couples are.
Yeah.
Like I used to be in a relationship
nuts.
That was like that.
Because they're both pretty nuts.
We break up and get back together the same week, maybe the same day. Because we hear all these reports that they're fighting in public. You know what I mean? So like when there's, you know, when there's smoke, there's fire. It's not like people are just making that up every week, right? So they probably did break up for like a day and then get back together, you know?
Yeah.
Fine, we're done. Fine. You perro.
You perro.
You puta perro.
Puta, I'm sorry. You're not the puta or perro.
Yeah.
Come
and then he apologizes with some Coke. And then, like, I was so excited because I was like, okay, this is great.
Should I get, are we made up? Are we together again?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I get the cameras?
But I was excited when I thought they were broken up because, you know, if Paige leaves Del Rio, then maybe she could once again have a career in WWE. You know?
Yeah.
But we'll see. Eventually it's got to happen, right? I mean, I don't know. Del Rio's a bad guy. At least that's what it seems like.
He's a bad guy.
Also, Rusev could be in the U.S. title picture when he returns. That's a rumor.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, of course, Owens would have to lose it first. You know, it's not like one of them isn't really in a position to be a face right now.
No.
So.
Unless Rusev goes face?
And Lana's still heel. What are they doing with Lana? What are they doing? Oh. Anyway, that's all the rumors I've got, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've got some, a little bit of trivia.
All right.
See if you can get this one. So, Battleground, huh?
Oh.
Who's excited for Battleground?
Wait, you don't have any Great Balls of Fire trivia?
I couldn't find any. This pay-per-view must be brand new. God damn. It better be first and last time we've ever heard of it. So, there's only been one main event that hasn't featured someone using their real name.
At Battleground.
There's only been one main event where, no competitors had used their real names.
I know it.
Do you?
It's last year. The Triple Threat Shield match.
The Shield match.
Where all of them have fake names.
They all have fake names. That's right. Nice. Because in 2013, you had Randy Orton. 2014, you had Orton and Cena.
Uh-huh.
And then 2015 had Lesnar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then last year was 2016.
Yeah. Nice.
This year's main event, do we know it?
Well, it's probably Mahal and Orton.
At least.
Jinder Mahal is not his real name, but.
Well, Orton is, though, so at least that's one of them, yeah.
Yep.
So there you go.
Nice.
Boom.
And still undefeated at trivia.
Wait, what?
All right. We have a 5-star review.
Nice.
This is from hashtag push Eric's cock.
May I?
I swear.
Thank you. I love Eric's. The podcast is glorious. I drive all day, every day for a living and stumbled upon this podcast about a year ago and look forward every Thursday and Saturday, although Josh is a troll and makes me want to pile drive him. The same way Owen did to Austin.
Oh, man.
But with the impressions and brackets and pay-per-view recaps, it's the best wrestling podcast for anyone who misses bra and panties matches. Keep up the awesome misogynist podcast. 5-star, 5-star, 5-star.
Aww. Yeah.
It's all in good fun.
Of course. No, I think they know that.
Yeah.
It's just because we got that one, troll saying that we're just a bunch of misogynistic assholes or whatever.
Yeah.
So. Right. Oh, you know what? I will, one thing we didn't mention was when Finn Balor did his entrance and the Hardy Boys did it with him.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
When they went, rah! And then Matt did his, ah!
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That might be my best moment, actually.
That might be. That's really good.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some fan questions now. Ron Johnson, will Maria and Mike get over on SmackDown, or is this gimmick doomed from the start?
No, I think there's nothing to get over with except for AJ Styles. So, yeah, they'll get over.
Yeah.
I think they will.
I mean, you'll feud if he's going to be beating Sami Zayn, that'll help him. Yeah. He's going to feud with Sami.
I guess that'll help.
But, I mean, you have to let him wrestle rather than just – because – this week on SmackDown, they didn't even really cut a promo. They got immediately interrupted by Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that's true.
So what do you do? I mean, at this point, you just have to have them fight. Or, at least have Mike fight.
So what is Maria going to do?
I guess just manage.
Did she ever wrestle in a match?
Yeah.
She did?
Uh-huh.
For WWE?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Never held the title, though, obviously. Right?
I don't know. Maybe when they were two.
That was back when it was Divas. Anybody?
Maybe when it was on.
I have the biggest boobs. I get a title. Yeah.
Yeah. Mark World Order. After watching both Raw and SmackDown Live this week, I have to ask, what would it take you to give up watching WWE? These episodes were bad. They weren't as bad as usual. Like we said, Raw was just weird.
It was weird.
Wasn't as horrible as. I wouldn't give Raw a 2 out of 10 like we usually do. It's just fucking god awful. It wasn't that bad.
We'd give it a 2.5 out of 10.
2.5. but no, I mean, what would it take for us to stop watching would be to stop doing the podcast.
That's I would immediately stop watching it. I'll go back to the way I used to watch it in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Before we did the podcast, we would either fast forward it or take like a few months break, you know, and come back and then take another break, you know.
We were watching it pretty consistently right before the podcast. I think that's what really drove us to say, man, this product is garbage.
Yeah.
And we had a podcast where we were just making fun of movies and we're like,
you know, if we never ordered that Royal Rumble pay-per-view at mom and dad's house.
That was so weird.
The year that Batista won.
Oh.
And this was like a whole year before the podcast started. It kind of inspired the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Because after we watched the Royal Rumble, we made the bad lip reading video from that Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
He's my child.
My child.
And then Rey Mysterio.
Wasn't the year Rey Mysterio came out 30?
Yes.
And everyone booed him?
Oh, my God.
Like, why isn't that this not Daniel Bryan? Even Cena? It could have been like a bunch of people that like were still...
Everyone was 100% sure it was Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
Because how could it not be?
Right. And he still obviously ends up in the main event picture at WrestleMania. Like, why didn't you just let him win the fucking Rumble?
Right. Fisticuffs, who is your favorite wrestler this week? I don't know if you mean, like, currently, like, this... Because, like, for me, it doesn't
really
change.
We have awards.
Yeah. We don't have, like, best...
I don't know. Ambrose was good.
I mean, like, if you're just talking, like... If you're talking, like, overall or not, like, just this week, I mean, Ambrose is still my favorite.
Yeah.
He's the guy that I, like, genuinely root for whenever he's in a match.
Right.
Like, I love Kevin Owens, like, I... But, like, in the end, it's not, you know, I don't really... I'm not going to get upset if he loses. You can't really... Kevin Owens has been a champion most of the time he's been on the main roster.
Seriously.
He's held 3 championships.
Yeah.
I'm glad... I mean, that's great. He, you know what I mean? He should be a champion. So.
Yep.
Broken Paul, do you think Raw finally got it right this week with Braun, Roman, Joe, and Lesnar?
No, I don't know. I guess. I'll give you that.
I think the only really way to know is to see how Great Balls of Fire plays out.
I mean, it's good to see Joe get over on Lesnar because he gets squashed at the pay-per-view.
Exactly, because if Joe loses to Lesnar, which he most likely will, then no, you didn't do it right.
Right. He'd be a hell of a champion, but I don't think they're ready. Are they ready to give him the strap? No.
No.
Who's Lesnar supposed to face at SummerSlam?
Roman. Roman said, I'm the number one contender.
All right. So
that's
he'll beat
the
him.
Thing is
he'll
like,
beat Lesnar.
Samoa Joe really is like the one guy that you could actually like say looks convincing enough that could actually beat Lesnar.
Right. Right.
Because he's just another big fucking badass like Lesnar is. Joe, Veronica Corningstone special. I guess this is because of the Anchorman joke that was on SmackDown that we didn't mention because it was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Fight, fuck, do the news with Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, and Lana.
Oh. I'll do the news. Maybe the funniest one. I'll do the news with Alexa because that'd probably be funny.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Lana. And then I have to fire.
No,
who?
Fight.
Oh, I fight Sasha. Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Like a mud wrestling kind of situation?
Yeah, mud wrestling. Yeah,
sure.
Exactly. No punches. Man. Harrison, if Shane makes the decision that Mahal can make up a stipulation on the spot, why is the footage of the prison already queued? Yep. Yeah, we did point that out. they are ready for that. Just in case. They had like 30 stipulations. That one!
Or it's like, look at the guy. I'm pretty sure he's going to go Indian on this one.
Whoever did that was pretty racist.
Horribly racist.
Lauren, shoot, how much money could I have made betting Carmella was going to win again?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you could bet Raw matches. No, I don't think so. But I mean, I would have put the farm on it.
Yeah.
I don't even own a farm, and I'd put the farm on it.
All right, this is a tough one. Marcus Muniz, Push Fire Barry, Lana's losing streak, LeVar Ball segment, Punjabi prison match.
Fire the ball segment.
Yeah.
Barry, Lana.
Push the Punjabi.
I guess.
I like this one better. Mark Maravillas, Push Fire Barry GM edition, the anonymous Raw GM, Vicky Guerrero, and Stephanie McMahon. So obviously push the Raw GM.
The anonymous GM. I'd fire.
Although really the anonymous GM was Michael Cole because he's reading it every
week.
Right,
right, right.
But I'd still push the anonymous GM.
I'd bury Stephanie and fire Vicky.
Yeah, of
Vicky's
course.
The worst thing to ever happen to wrestling.
Again, she was at Comic Palooza and could barely get anyone to... I think we had more people walk up to us.
Right.
Jason Dearham, what will be the next first ever women's gimmick match?
Like what? What do you mean?
Like first ever Money in the Bank, first ever Hell in a Cell that they've done.
Yeah. So what are they asking?
What's going to be the next
first ever? Oh, the next first ever.
The Royal Rumble? They don't really have 30 women to do that.
Yeah, but you could do 15 or 20. It would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
They should at the Royal Rumble. They should have a Royal Rumble match. Why wouldn't they? How many are there?
I mean, you'd probably have to incorporate NXT, but
there's plenty of Raw and SmackDown superstars, and they incorporate other weird people.
Again, NXT had a really good women's battle royal like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
and it was over the top.
Who won?
Well, it was Asuka. Asuka came out and beat like the last three competitors up.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Ended the match. Yeah. So the end was stupid because they ended it just because everyone was beat up.
Who's feuding with Asuka right now?
Nikki Cross.
So she'll beat her.
Yeah.
Nikki
and then
Cross?
After that, yeah. And then after that, it's gonna probably
she's
be
the
Ember
weird
Moon.
Crazy one, right? Uh-huh. From the thing, yeah.
And then after that, it's most likely gonna be Ember Moon at Brooklyn. But they actually had it. It was an over-the-top battle royal.
That's cool. Yeah,
where
I get it.
A couple of years ago, they had it on Raw. They had a women's battle royal on Raw, but it was just, it was not over the top.
Right.
And Paige won by kicking Naomi in the stomach, and Naomi fell down and rolled out of the ring. That's how the match ended. Holy shit.
Yeah.
The guy, what's his name? Cassidy, who does he used to do those shitty Raw recaps.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He did it that week when that happened, and that the video of that was so great.
It's really good.
It's like Rosa Mendez was in it, and she's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Adam Wilson, do you think WWE will push Braun to be a champion, or will they bury him like most of the talent that is over? I mean, if Roman's fighting Lesnar at SummerSlam, then he's getting buried. But he could be a champion. In like when it's not SummerSlam, it's not WrestleMania season in the middle, you know?
I'm going to say no.
Never? Never. He's got to at some point. He's like the most over monster since Kane.
Khali got the world heavyweight championship.
Well, either one, yeah.
El Gigante never got.
Well, come on. He was terrible.
No, what was it? El Gigante?
Something like that, right? Or Hercules? Oh.
Or is that the one I named myself in that one?
No, you're a Humongo.
Oh, Humongo. El Humongo.
McLovin.
I hope my little friends are ready.
Yeah. McLovin, how would you book a CM Punk return? I'm not going to go into it because
we've done it so many times.
People have asked us so many times. I think I'm just going to make a video and put it on YouTube.
Royal Rumble.
How to book the CM Punk return.
Slow play the music.
Yeah. Alejandro Ortiz. Why can't WWE use old pay-per-view names like Fully Loaded, Vengeance, etc.?
I don't know.
Well, they brought back No Mercy, which I was like, ugh, again, like No Mercy, you know, like, no, I would rather them think of new names,
just not terrible ones like
Great Balls of Fire. Now, if I would bring back two, I would replace Battleground with, what was the summer one for WCW?
Starcade?
No.
No, 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 no.
Great American Bash.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they did. WWE did that for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Great American Bash in July, and then Halloween Havoc in October.
Yeah.
Those are the two cool names for WCW. Instead of No Mercy.
And I'd either bring back all of the IYHs.
Yeah.
In Your House.
Just call the other ones In Your House. But no, everything has to be special, like, oh, Hell in a Cell. Because it's the only time you'll see a Hell in a Cell match, unless Undertaker has a match at WrestleMania. Indiana, Best of 7, Roman versus Mahal? No. Showman versus Samoa Joe? No. Lesnar versus Rusev? No. Orton versus Balor? Nakamura versus Rollins or Ryder versus Corbin? I'd go Nakamura Rollins.
Obviously.
Yeah. El Juano will Cass sing his own theme song like Enzo does?
I hope so. We can only hope.
That would be pretty bad.
All the bad New York accents.
Oh my god.
You have to do for that?
Yeah, seriously. Alrighty. I think that's all.
All right.
I think that's all we got for fan questions.
We got it.
Yeah. Oh, we got one more episode of Raw before.
We got one episode of Raw left.
Great Balls of Fire. I think the plan as of right now is to still go.
We should be there.
We should be there.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
It's all about our lives and the semantics and the logistics of living with children and families.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're still struggling with that.
Right. Anyways, until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. You know, just like hashtag push Eric's cock did. If you don't have an iPhone, you can listen to us on the Podbean app or Google Play. You can also watch the show at youtube.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. You can also follow me on Twitter at Andrew Pisano. Joe is at Joe Pisano on Instagram.
Yep.
And if you want a t-shirt, prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $19.99.
Yep. Want to say hi to Michael Dorrington, and also want to say look for Eric Jennifer on America's Got Talent. He was not on tonight. We watched a little bit of it, but I know he wasn't on tonight. I'm pretty sure next week.
I was like, Eric Jennifer.
Oh, okay. Eric Jennifer, played by my old comedy partner, Hal.
Is he not Hal Rudnick anymore? Is he now Eric Jennifer?
Well, if all goes well.
That's his wrestler name?
He has two Instagram accounts. One is his and one is Eric Jennifer, and he always pretends like he doesn't know who that is.
But he's been doing this Eric Jennifer character for a few years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But apparently it goes really well the first time when he gets through.
So, nice. All right. Yeah. And then you can also donate to the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
You're going to want to do that in case we have another contest at some point, maybe.
Oh, and just throwing this little thing out there. If you want to see Joe Pisano do a pratfall at his college graduation at University of Houston.
Yeah.
It's getting up to 1 million views
soon.
That
was like 30 years ago.
30. You son of a bitch. It was 27 years ago when I did this pratfall.
No, what was it,
it was
though?
20,
really?
20?
Yeah.
Did it just have its 20th year reunion of the pratfall?
It did.
So if you Google Pisano gradfall, GRADFALL, Pisano gradfall, you'll find it. And then it goes Joseph Anthony Pisano the second. And then I take a couple steps, hit the canvas. It's really, really good. It's like the best pratfall I ever did, and I saved it for college.
Mm-hmm.
So good times.
Yeah.
Bye.
John David Guerra, real quick, who also does the logo, you know, our cool logo.
Yeah.
He just tweeted the only one. Kevin Owens, the only person that makes sense in this crazy and absurd WWE universe. And it's Kevin Owens on SmackDown Live complaining about the same superstars getting just repeated opportunities after opportunities and fighting the same opponents. It's like, yep, we're tired of it too.
Yeah. too real. Hashtag too real.
Too real. All right.
See you guys next time.
If you've ever been frustrated by trying to find the best multivitamin, or if you wonder whether a multivitamin supplement is even worth the money, Legion Athletics understands. That's why they've created their sport multivitamin, Triumph. Triumph is specifically designed for athletes and physically active people that want to optimize their health and fight off stress, fatigue, and overtraining. Triumph contains 21 vitamins and minerals, as well as 14 additional ingredients that improve overall health and well-being, enhance physical and mental performance, and protect against disease. So if you want to plug any nutritional holes in your diet, improve your mood and mental and physical performance, and boost your resistance to stress, sickness, and disease, then you're going to want to go to legionathletics.com, drop Triumph in your cart, and use the coupon code WWERECAP, and you'll get an extra 10% off your order. And remember, it's free shipping with a full money-back guarantee, so you have no excuse. Go to legionathletics.com right now, use the coupon code WWERECAP, and feel better today.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.